Passion versus stress. When you work hard for something you love, it's passion. When you work hard for something you hate, it becomes stress. Así de fácil, así de simple. Welcome to the Charosteca podcast, where we believe our families didn't come this far for us to just come this far. I am your host, Francisco, with my co-host,
Conrado Bautista.
You sound very passionate about that one, bro.
A huevo.
Pues va con lo que vamos a hablar ahora, güey.
Es todo.
¿Qué es la diferencia, güey, de passion versus stress? Porque eso me ha confundido un chingo a mí. Y hasta cuando recientemente, not that long ago, I realized the difference.
Wow, dude. Passion versus stress. First thing that comes to mind, for me, it's positive, negative.
Correct. Es lo que estaba pensando. Una es like a positive energy, la otra es una negative energy.
Sí, 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 sí.
Qué chingón. So, but we'll go more into that. Pero aparte de eso, Conrado, what's the review of the week?
Órale. Okay, so we have Memo el Joven. Dice, a spark of hope. I love this. Dice, before listening to Charro Azteca podcast, I wasn't sure what I was doing in my life. It was like walking in a deep forest, which I could see, but had no sense of direction. Paco and Conrado sparked the fire in the distance that has helped me and so many others in our community to follow it as a guide for hopes of an amazing future. Thank you guys for the consent, inspiration, advice, and realizations.
Damn. Cada vez, una vez al episodio, se me encuera el chino. Ahí está. Ahí está la... yeah, check. check for today. But dude, like, that, you know what? for me, like, I hear that and I'm already thinking, like, man, like, our community is like, we're in a circle, right? We're sitting around the bonfire, right? Sí, estamos alrededor de una bonfire. Y los que han estado en una bonfire en la playa, lo que sea, lo que pasa es que está bien duro para empezar la fire.
Sí, sí,
if you don't cheat, right? With igniter, pero para empezar una fire está difícil.
Sí.
Y lo que significa de la fire, del fuego, es que esa es la motivación, la pasión, ¿verdad? De hacer algo. Pero está difícil de to get out of those funks sometimes and to be super motivated. But once you get that passion, once that fire is going,
oh, dude.
Now what happens within 10 minutes? What happens in 15 minutes, the fire starts to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Y a veces lo único que se toma, güey, es que alguien le avienta un palo, güey. Ahí de vez en cuando. y lo que estoy diciendo es que nosotros ya empezamos una bonfire de motivación en la comunidad. And all we're doing is throwing a fire. And we're waiting for you, the person listening, we're waiting for you to throw your stick in the fire so we can make this bonfire fucking blow up. And apart from that, you're starting another bonfire with your family.
Correct.
You're starting another bonfire with your work, you know? So out of this bonfire, que the analogy del fuego es la pasión, es la motivación, we cannot let it die.
No.
And sometimes Paco is going to be in a funk. Sometimes Conrado is going to be in a funk. Y a veces para nosotros ese palo que nos da el fuego to continue is those reviews. So if you want to help us out, if you ever got a value of our podcast, a review will mean the world to us porque that's the way that you show us that we're doing something, and that's literally throwing a stick into the bonfire that might be dying so then fucking we could get the gas and the motivation to keep going.
There's a song in español que se llama Que no se apague la lumbre. I mean, go check it out. Es como norteña, but está muy buena la rola, you know, just thinking about that, es verdad. For those of you listening for the first time or que maybe a friend lo recomendó, no, this is not like a triple X podcast. Even though Paquito said two things, I'm like, oh my God. Lo primero que dijo Paquito, I have to like show the elephant in the room. Dice, se me encueró el chinito. Dice, de backwards, he meant to say, se me enchina.
Así lo digo a propósito.
People are thinking, ¿cómo cuál chinito? ¿Hay un chinito que se encuera? No. Y luego lo second dice, le aviento un palo, ¿no? No.
Chico,
no. Okay.
Well, as you guys can see, if you're new to this podcast,
welcome,
like, you'll be welcome. And then you guys are gonna notice that I say some things in the raw, and then my translator is.
Pero you know what it is, Paquito? It's not that you, because of a language thing. No, it's the translation. No, because we're so passionate, bro, que we want to see it so fast, so quickly, so fucking instantly, que sale así. But we know what we're saying. We know what we're talking about.
Los compas que I'm going to tell you, the people that have been listening to us for a little while now be like, they know, pinche Paco. Like, all right, te la paso, güey. But los new ones, they might be like, hey, I might get offended. What the hell?
Hey, ¿para qué me recomiendas esto? Hey, I got my kids here.
Okay, first lesson is don't listen to this with your kids.
We do cuss. We keep it raw. We keep it real, la neta. We keep it... ¿Cómo te diré? Like, we don't sugarcoat it, bro. I'm a mortgage consultant. You're in business, e-commerce. We're not working in bakeries, okay, guys? So, aquí no encuentras, aquí no es Krispy Kremes, all right? So, we're not sugarcoating shit. Vamos a hablarlo como es, y al chile, y porque ocupo, y yo ocupo, tú ocupas, Paquito, everybody, you're listening, un jalón de orejas.
Yeah.
We need it, dude. All of us need it. And if we could pull each other's ear...
That's the third. But that's actually,
you know, eso estamos.
That's actually funny, and it's true, because for the new listener, welcome. My name is Francisco. You guys will get to know me a little bit more, go a little bit more to our, and then you'll get to know Conrado. Bautista. So to the podcast today, and it kind of goes with what we just said, you know, the passion, you know, see, when someone's passionate.
Yes.
And what's passion versus stress? Because it's like there's a lot of stress. A lot of people are stressed. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. And I hear it a lot. And for me, of course, I've gone through stress. And I'm like, why do I get stressed doing this? And why do I feel so energized doing that?
Correct.
Why do I feel so energized doing the podcast? Why do I feel so stressed cutting the grass?
Yes.
Why do I feel, you get what I'm saying?
You know, and it's really simple. Mira, por ejemplo, the reason I busted out that joke and brought up that... Because passion works like laugh. Yeah. Ahorita we just had a good laugh.
Yeah.
¿Qué le pasa al estrés?
Se fue
la chingada, right? Yeah. For that moment, we're cracking up. We're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. Y así debe de ser. Why do we enjoy ourselves? Because we're passionate for this, Paco.
Yeah.
When you're passionate about something, it eliminates the stress.
Yeah.
And vice versa. When you're stressed about something and you're so stressed, so focused on stress, guess what? It eliminates the other. When you're so stressed at your job, your relationship, your anything, you hate everything and you're not passionate about shit. And llegas a un punto que tú dices, man, fuck everything, you know? And that's, dude, whole opposite.
Antes que se me olvide, güey, porque you got a point on a book that I'm just rereading right now. The monk who sold his Ferrari.
Okay, you've mentioned before, huh?
There's a point that I want to say, but it has to go with what I'm going to read right now, which is passion versus stress.
Actually.
So right now, what you just said goes everything, and I want the listener to get this point. Passion versus stress. How do you become passionate and something that gives you energy? And let me tell you. When you work hard for something you love, it's passion.
Nice.
When you work hard for something you hate, it becomes stress.
Damn, bro.
Mira, te lo voy a repetir a la gente que no lo escuchó bien.
And before he says it, people, I really, really, really want you guys to blank out your mind.
Yeah, don't zone out. Don't be like driving. Oh, shit. Like, what did he say?
No. Focus. And put this, lo que acaba de decir ahorita Paquito otra vez, in your life. Picture a scenario in your life, okay? Like, really, really think about you. As a cuenta, we know you personally, and we're talking to you. Okay, with that in mind, picture you in this example. Go.
Passion versus stress. When you work hard for something you love, it's passion. When you work hard for something you hate, it becomes stress. Así de fácil. Así de simple. Y te lo voy a, y el punto, before I forget about the book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And there's a part where it says that people usually, when you ask them what do they want in life, it's happiness.
Right.
I want to be happy. I want to be happy, right? And no one could find the fucking answer how to be happy.
Right.
So the monk who sold his Ferrari tells him, it's like, the formula for happiness is to find something you love doing and do it more often.
Damn.
I wanted to say that because what you were saying right now about the podcast and how the passion that we have for it. Think about Se puso serio, ¿verdad?
Sí, güey. I was like, ay, güey. Honestly, bro. Like, I totally listen. And I'm telling myself, okay, shit. I could visualize what you just said in my life. In my upbringing. Like, fuck, now that even, let's go. Dude, ¿dónde empiezo? Like, when I was a kid, fíjate. I'm just thinking as a kid, looking at my parents fight. This took me way back, bro. Since I was like 8, 9 years old before the divorce happened. I was 9, 10 when it happened. Like 8 years old, fíjate. My dad was very passionate. About putear.
Oh.
I'll keep it real. About being with chicks, you know? Being just fucking around. That was his passion. Like, he'll go way out of his way. I remember him. He never dressed up suit and tie. Never dressed up nicely. The only times que olía bonito y se vestía bien, guess what? Para ir a putear, you know? Very passionate. He'll hide. He'll do the extra. He'll go the extra mile. He'll go visit. He'll do this. And people will tell us. People will. We'll go on vacation to Mexico. We'll hacer la primera comunión. And our neighbors, hey, metió una mujer en tu casa. They'll tell my mom this kind of shit. And I remember the crying, the suffering. So with that in mind, fíjate, he was so passionate. Siempre se quejaba, no tengo feria, this and that. But when it comes to his passion, oh my God, se desvivía. And guess what? Mi mom le reclamaba cosas and that would stress him out. Y yo miraba eso. Passion versus stress. His passion, nomás, back then no había textos, you know, but I'm imagining if he had an iPhone, he'd be smiling, texting these random chicks. Pero back then se salía. Any excusa, hey, te salió mala la salsa. Ya me voy. Y se iba a whole weekend. I was like, damn, like really, you really got to make a lie about a salsa, an example, para irte a tu pasión. So, and my mom will be like, hey, mira, se te debe que pagar esto, se tiene, ya, no estoy chingando. He'll get all stressed out. Eventually, what happened, he just walked away. He went to select passion, which is good for him, you know. He pursued passion. Where I'm going with this is, those two either make you or break you. It's up to you. Select one. Or have one defeat the other. And in his case, he chose poorly in the sense, siguió la pasión over stress. Marriage is stressful, yes. When you're not passionate about your family.
Yeah.
Let's switch that mentality, bro. If you love your wife, you love your kids, bro, it shouldn't stress you out.
No.
Al contrario. Use them as your why factor on why you should kick ass, on why you should be a badass fucking dad, a man. You know, and put that to what you're passionate about, which is your family. Now, if that's not your passion, and then shit, I can't help you there. You know?
Y lo que estoy pensando aquí, estamos hablando.
Está cabrón, bro.
It's really closely, passion with stress is a very strong feeling. Think about it. It's kind of like the strong feelings of love and the strong feeling of hate. Correct. Y hay un dicho perfectly que a veces said. No se sabe cuál es cuál.
It's a very thin line.
So it's a very thin line between love and hate. Correcto. It's a very thin line between passion and stress.
It is.
It's all in the perspective of the person.
Yes.
Like when I said passion, I was thinking the podcast. I was thinking about business. Correcto. I was thinking about the Mexican flag and the American flag.
Sí.
I was thinking about passion that way. But look at the passion that you saw.
Fíjate.
Like, look at the perspective that you had. So when it comes passion, it's passion stress is the equivalent of love hate.
Correct.
There's a very thin line.
Oh, yeah.
Choose wisely. The answer here is the question. What are you passionate about? Like, también, oh, que it could be like your dad. Like it could be de mujeriego, de fuckboy.
Sí,
choosing wrong. That might be your passion.
Yes.
But now las preguntas que siempre me hace preguntar es, what cost are you paying for that passion?
Damn, dude. And at what expense?
At what expense? And then now let me put the second question behind that, which is, what cost are others around you paying for that expense?
A lot of the times we're so selfish, bro, that we don't give a fuck about anybody else, including our parents, including our kids, our spouse, our boss, our colleagues. We don't care, dude. A lot of the times we're so focused just on us that we get sidetracked. We don't see it. Hazte cuenta los caballos get blindsided. Like no ven para allá. It's simplemente what they want
right
now.
We just talked about in the last podcast, indifference. Me vale madre.
Exactly.
Just me.
It's all about me. Y muchas de las veces, you're right, Paquito, we don't notice el daño hasta maybe a month, a year, 10 years, 20
anyway,
years later.
Get me wrong. Maybe correct me on this, but yeah. I'm kind of going that when it comes to a passion that is selfish about you,
right,
it becomes indifference. Like, me vale madre. But I think the very fulfillment of life, and I think I've experienced it with the podcast and what we've been doing, you know, it's when when you direct passion to help others.
Correct.
And there's a quote by Zig Ziglar that says,
oh, man.
That says, if you want to get what you want, help others get what they want.
Perfectly said. I'm a loan officer since I was 19, bro. I stumbled upon this profession. Como quien dice, it was destiny, dude. Yeah, yeah, that meant to be.
It was a calling.
It was a calling. The first person, the first book, for believe it or not, Zig Ziglar, dude. He was a loan officer himself. Yeah. Este canijo, oh my God. He changed my life in the sense, certain quotes, como dices ahorita, by helping others. Fíjate. I remember 19 years old, dude. And I started cold calling, right? As a loan officer. The biggest fears of call yeah. complete stranger, que te rayan la madre y te cuelgan. But it's not personal, you know? Yeah. And I learned this. I had to develop thick skin. Pero de primero ni madres. Like, uy, uy. I was afraid of dialing for dollars, como decían. Pero once I got the first family, man, muchas gracias. Si no fuera por la refinanciada que me acabas de hacer, lo hubiera perdido todo. Ya estaba para abajo. Like, I paid off all of my bills. You saved us like $1,000 a month because me cortaron las horas. Si no fuera por eso, no sé qué hubiera pasado con nosotros. Dude, that first fucking family that opened up and told me that, I was like, damn, dude. Like, at first I was in it for, oh, okay, because it's my job. I got to get paid. I got my own family to provide for. Bro, cuando escuché eso, you know how they say the cherry on top?
Yeah.
Yes, I got my commission. Yes, I got my hourly. Yes, I paid. I got my numbers, my quota, ¿verdad? Because I have bosses para, you know, quedar bien también at the time. Fuck all that. That's out the window. The minute it's not about me, the minute it's about the family, the man with his family, his little kids, because I went to meet him, you know? Dude, I was like, holy shit, this is it. Like, that was a calling, bro. Like, yo desde niño, yo nunca he sido selfish. I've always had that, you know, like, because my dad walked away. We just mentioned right now. So I had to step up, bro. I had to be a dad for my little brother. I'm the man of the house now. Now, mom, let me help you with that 5-gallon jug of water. Yo pinche niño, apenas si podía, but I didn't want my mom getting hurt. So I've always had that mentality desde niño. So at 19, I become a loan officer, and the first person, I still remember, dude, Señor Pedro in Southgate. I remember perfectly. I remember even where he lives, honestly. He tells me that. I'm like, holy shit. And the funny part, those little kids running around, I just helped her a year ago. She got married. The little girl, she was like 4. She got into her own home. I was like, you know, it's just, it's como te digo, es una pasión, keeps on giving. You know,
but look at the passion really that you're does. Doing.
I love it, dude.
Because you took yourself out of the equation.
Correct.
And you put someone else in front.
Yes.
You put the people, but a lot of people that are loan officers hate their jobs.
Right.
Because when you work hard for something you hate, it becomes stress.
Yes.
But it's just because they're seeing it differently. It's about me.
Yep.
My boss is fucking rayándome la because I didn't meet my quota. And oh my God, I got to pay the bills. And oh my God, that fucking Hernandez file, pinche close. And that Garcia file, que necesito sus pay stubs. It's never the perspective of like, hey, that Garcia file, let me help them fucking liquidate their debt.
Yes.
Mr. Hernandez filed, yep. I need to help them buy their home.
Yep.
You know, it's never about them. No. It's always about me.
And a lot of colleagues, I see it, bro. When we bring them along, because I do a lot of hiring for the company, when we bring them along, yo los miro. Oh, pues, well, why are you in this for? Lo primero que pregunto, oh, I want to buy that new Mercedes, a new BMW. Okay, it's motivation. I give them a second chance. And I ask more questions like, when it's for the wrong reasons, we don't bring them aboard. Because a lot of the times when I work for companies, big banks, yo escuchaba, oh, if I close this file this month, I get to go on that crucero. I get to buy me that new Gucci belt or that Louis. It's like me. At that point, oh, fuck, it's not going to close. They quit their job or they lower their hours or I just undiscovered a new debt. Now they don't qualify. Fuck. And now it becomes stress because in their mind, they're already spending money that they didn't even have yet. So they're thinking, yeah, es como, haz de cuenta que somebody broke into your home y se robaron tus pertenencias. They take it like that. Now it becomes stressful. Now, fuck this, fuck that. It becomes to the point that you hate your job.
Yeah.
Because you decide to make it stressful. Don't ever count your eggs before they hatch type of thing, you know? Y lo que pasa, a lot of us take the wrong approach. We look at it as in me. And when it doesn't go me way, you get fucking mad and you get stressed out.
And then picture all of that. It's like you're wearing these glasses that you were put on because of your experiences, you know? And it's fucking like the darkest sunglasses in the fucking world, you know? Like it's a way que usa sunglasses in the fucking inside the house. Like, what the fuck? Why are you wearing sunglasses inside the house? There's no sun.
The sol, cabrón.
¿Qué pasó? And you wear these sunglasses that are corrupting what is truly important.
Right.
Like the loan officer who is doing it for themselves because they have the sunglasses on of trauma and fuck yeah. them. It's me versus them. Yeah, it's, you know, yeah. And then when you take them off and you really see that, oh, shit, whatever job you do, either sweeping or loan officer or an e-commerce website, whatever you do, there is good that you could be doing for others. Look at the Chick-fil-A employee versus the McDonald's employee.
Oh, bro.
The Chick-fil-A's employees, they have a good system where, like, thank you, it's my pleasure. And they fucking go above and beyond yes. to deliver a chicken sandwich. Yep. Y vas al pinche McDonald's.
Te la entregan. Chicken
está,
sandwich.
Wey, bam, está, güey. Bam. Next. Te puedes parquear alrededor acá. Fucking.
I know. Like, they don't ask you. They tell you. Oh, park over. I'm like, damn, what the
so
fuck?
What I'm trying to say is always the perspective that you have on your job. It's the perspective that you have in your relationship.
Correct.
Like, for me, and as you're talking, I'm like, it's so easy for other of my competitors for the last 5-6 years that it was about them. But yeah. for me, my story has always been, it's not about me. It's about the people that were providing jobs in Mexico.
Yes.
And last year in 2020, when the COVID thing happened, it fucking hurt. It made me cry. It made me fucking go into stress and fucking depression because that meant people in Mexico were not getting paid until fucking one little idea of how to make a mask, mira, like artesanales, fucking got everybody working. Meanwhile, everything kind of turned back a little bit into normal, right?
And a lot of us here in the US, we get spoiled, bro. ¿Qué pasó people who got unemployed? Like people who got laid off. Dude, they started making more money on unemployment de huevones because you get an extra $600 on top of the whatever amount that they were going to pay you. ¿Qué pasó? Para nosotros, no, pues qué chingón, el pinche COVID fue una bendición, qué chulada. For us in the States. Pero cabrones, let's think about, como dice Paquito, gente, los artesanales de México, la gente trabajadora. Pinche, de nada, güey. Lo poquito que tenían just to survive got taken away. Now how they're going to survive. You know, it's like, that's why you were stressed, Paquito, because your passion led you to that stress in the sense that you were like, damn, you know, like, you're going to be fine. You know it because you're going to be creative somehow. Tú sales adelante. But your people in Mexico, ¿qué?
And that's the part where passion and stress is so, like, there's a thin line between love and hate, right?
Yes,
because
correct.
The passion can turn into stress. Now,
very quickly.
Now it's always on the perspective or the goal behind it. Because I could guarantee you could get stressed about that Garcia file.
I could.
Because you want to help them buy their home.
Yes.
Or you know that if you don't refinance on time, they might lose everything.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's
yes,
your
yes,
stress.
Yes.
It's a bigger stress than looking at that, oh my God, if I don't close this file, my boss is going to write me up. If I don't close this file, I'm not going to take that cruise. If I don't, whatever, like, you know, there's the different kind of stress. The passion turns into stress. The stress turns into passion, depending on how you look at it.
Correct.
Acá estamos, when you work hard for something you love, it's passion.
Correct.
When you work hard for something you hate, it becomes stress. Like, now you get to decide. And that's the hard part, that you get to decide. You have the power of decision how to see things.
Right.
You can take off those glasses that have been blurring your whole life and be like, you know what? Even though I sweep in my job, or even though I just fucking turn the fucking fries on the McDonald's, there is always honorable job. Like, there's honorable things you could do. And everything could be a stepping stone for something else. Because if you land in the fucking trap, even though you work at McDonald's and you get in the trap that fuck them, it's all about me. If you want me to do more, pay me more, then that's the program that you're going to have for the year after, the next year. And no matter how much you get paid, you're always going to be pay me more and I'll do more. And it's always going to be about you. But when it's passion, it has to do with other people. And it doesn't have to be strangers. It could be just your family, you know? It could be that your mom and your dad crossed the fucking border for you. And you want to work hard to fucking make your mama and your dad proud, to be, to fucking finally hear the words of your mama and your dad. ¿Sabes qué, mijo? Estoy orgulloso de ti. Like, that becomes passion, not stress, because you're actually working hard for the people que cruzaron un puto cerro at 100 degrees weather, cruzaron the fucking river, and we don't take that, and we take that for granted. Sí, like, oh, pues. And a lot of our folks don't tell the story because it's too painful for them to talk to
about. It's like reliving it all over again. It's like, they don't want to go through that shit. But sometimes I think it's necessary to hear them out because we need pain. We wish pain upon you and everybody else. Es verdad, dude. You hit a great point, Paquito. Like, to hear your parents say, mijo, estoy orgulloso de ti. That's fucking phenomenal. Because when they finally, in amongst them, they'll probably talk, or in their mind, they'll be like, damn. At first, you know they're going to be thinking, did I did the right move leaving my country, my family? Because there's a lot of folks out there that will never see their mom or dad again. Se mueren los papás y ni pueden ir al velorio, güey. You know how sad that is, ni al entierro. Because prefirieron norte para un futuro para sus hijos. And they sacrifice their parents y nunca los vuelven a ver. And yet, para que los hijos salgan todos pinches, you know, la mamalona y todos pendejos, marihuanos. Like, really, dude, your fucking dad and mom dejaron de ver a sus padres para dar tu mejor futuro para que vengas a este pendejo. It's like, dude, that right there is my passion. That's the reason why
And you saw the passion. Like, a lot of people listening, like, yeah, you say a lot of bad words. Yeah, but it's raw and it's passionate.
It's passion.
And that's the thing. And I hope the person listening could guarantee the person listening that has listened to our podcast, and welcome if this is your first podcast, les ha encuerado el chino. So se le ha chinado el cuero, ¿verdad? Like, a couple of times, or they've gotten teary-eyed, or they fucking burst out laughing. But the only reason why they have done that is because we speak into these microphones with the brainwaves and the frequency of passion. Correct. Our words don't matter. Mm-mm. Our words could be bad words or good words or fucking very, like, fancy words, but it doesn't matter because the way that we're projecting it is with passion. And if you guys couldn't feel those 5 minutes before this where we talked about our parents sacrificing coming through a cerro, a lot of you guys maybe got teary-eyed with us because that's what we're fucking passionate about. Yes, that all these sacrifices, and it doesn't matter how much you hate your parents or because they didn't buy you the nice shoes or because they beat you. They gave birth to you and you were born here. That's all you could ask for. You have the fucking opportunity. And yes, there's fucking obstacles for Latinos.
All of us,
I could guarantee you they didn't give us the fucking silver, like on the silver platter, and they made it easy for us. I could guarantee you for us brown people, there's our starting line is fucking 1,000 yards behind the white kid.
Of course.
That's up to us to, with the generation, to fucking close that gap.
Correcto.
And that's what we're passionate about. And that's why we keep coming here, because we love it. If you work hard for something you love, it's passion. If you work hard for something you hate, it becomes stress. And every single time that we do this fucking podcast, Conrado, my energies get re-energized.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every single time during the week when we don't do our podcast, se me están bajando la energía de la batería. And always a review, always a direct message, always someone sharing a story on Instagram that fucking says, you know what? This is still fucking worth it. Damn. Like, this is something that we love, and this is something that's helping people, you know? And that's what we're doing, but other people are doing the same, you know? If we were able to ignite their fire, imagine how are they able to ignite the fire in their own family. They could be the little lone candle in a dark room, you know? And I hope that light doesn't turn off, because dark rooms in a family is really bad.
Yeah.
But if you could be the light, you could pass that little light to someone else.
Yeah.
And then to the primo, and to the hermana, to the boyfriend, to the husband, to the wife. And little by little, the fucking room starts getting lighter and brighter and brighter. And imagine if we could do that.
Oof,
imagine if they could do that. And then imagine in a generation or two, that it doesn't take everyone to change the world. It doesn't take everyone to change a community. It just takes some of us.
Yes, yes.
It takes a few of us.
Yes, and you mentioned about that race. We're going to close that gap. Now they don't have much lead on us. You know, now it's going to be a few feet in front of us. It's going to be easier for the generation que viene and your generation after that. Like, for our grandkids, they're going to be a lot easier because we're going to set them up in the right way, in the right direction. So it's all on us, man. It's all choose, you know, passion or stress. Me personally, Paquito, I love passion. I'm passionate about passion. ¿Me entiendes? I hate stress. It stresses me out. It's that simple, guys.
That makes sense.
I'm putting it, como dicen, con lo estoy explicando con colores, you know? Manzanitas y arbolitos. It's that simple, dude. Don't complicate this, guys. You guys, listener out there, you know, everybody, I know the picture, a scenario. Something is bothering everybody.
Yeah.
So ya sé que tu spouse, your boss, your kids, your friend, somebody, it's or something, you're gonna place yourself in that situation. I just placed mine was my parents when I was 8 years old. It took me to that when you read that. Yeah. And that's why I asked you to read it again. But before, blank your image, ¿verdad? And dude, that did it for me. Fíjate, it took me to a spot that I didn't even know it was there. Obviously, it is because it was passionate and stressful. So find your own. Dude, we have to be examining.
We have to repeat what Zig Ziglar said, and I want you guys to really repeat this. If you want to get what you want, you gotta help others get what they want.
Correct.
Help others get what they want, and you will get what you want. Oh my god! Like, I want to repeat that again because it's like people. It's like, I'll get what I want, and eventually I will help others. Someday, tomorrow. But if you help people or others get what they want, you will get what you want. I don't know how this works. I don't know how the universe, God or whatever you want to call it, that is how it works.
Yep.
Help other people get what they want, and then you will get what you want.
People think karma's bad. Well, it depends. It could be. Yeah. But como dice Zig Ziglar, y ahorita dijo Paquito, it's karma. You help them get what they want. Guess what? In return, I mean, don't do it with that intention. Oh, let's see if I can't.
No, that's already garbage.
Yeah. No vale. Because now it's fake. It's tainted. Yeah, no sirve. Like, you genuinely got to do it because of passion. And eventually, and somewhere around about way, it's going to come back. You just hit it, Paquito. When we do this podcast, sometimes we're just like, dude, our own lives or everything. Yeah. It's stressful. It gets to us. But this right here, right now.
This right here.
Re-energizes, and we walk out of this room thinking, fuck yeah, this is why we're in this. You know, just talking, you and I, conversation entre compas, we realize, like, damn, dude, hay que seguir para adelante. Sometimes it's going to be days you want to throw in the towel, pero no, ni madres. You're going to do it because we're passionate. We want to help others. And in return, look, it happens, dude. I could share so many stories. I'll take like 4 hour in the podcast.
Yeah, no, and this has been a life changer for us.
Dude,
yeah,
it really has.
You guys, especially, because you guys have listened to us and engaged with us
and put up with us.
And put up with me, and then Conrada got translating. Like, no, don't. It's okay.
With their bad words, though. Sorry, you guys.
But guys, passion versus stress. When you work hard for something you love, it's passion. When you work hard for something you hate, it becomes stress.
That's simple.
And if you want to be happy in life, find that passion that makes you happy. Find what makes you passionate, the right passion, the honorable passion, and then keep doing it as often as you can. That's really the formula for happiness. Find something that honorable that you're passionate about and keep doing it as often as you can.
That's it.
Damn. All right, guys.
All right.